Your Steve Jones Show podcast will start shortly. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Brewers Outlet, your beverage supermarket on Reagan Street in Sunbury. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
We go tonight because it's time to hoist a few beverages.
Where are we going?
Brewers Outlet.
Nice.
Imports, domestics, microbrews. Best selection of beer anywhere. And also, snacks, soft drinks, roast their peanuts fresh and hot every day. Pickle bar second to none. You know I love the barrel pickles from Brewers Outlet. When Corey and those guys send me deliveries, so good. And yeah, the AFC and NFC championship games this weekend. You need to stock up.
By the way, just got a
Brewers out.
Sorry, just got a confirmation. This is the only reason I'd interrupt you when you're talking about Brewers Outlet. But Senator Jake Corman will be with us at 4:35.
Great. I look forward to talking to Jake very much. One of the few times he and I have ever talked formally on the air, because the 9,000 conversations we've had over the years have been off the air about a wide variety of things. He's a huge sports fan. But it'll be great to talk to him about this. So we'll have Senator Corman on with us. And Sunbury Motors. Now, you had to turn in the Flex today, which is a fabulous vehicle.
I did. I had to turn in the Flex.
But then our good people at Hummel's Wharf have hooked you up.
Yes. We'll be talking about a rather sporty little turbo next week. We'll just leave it at that. I want to build anticipation on this one.
Well done. Flex, by the way, that Kevin's been driving. You can check it out at Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Key Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. The Flex, fabulous vehicle, great gas mileage, great passenger vehicle, great tailgate vehicle as well.
Yeah, one of the favorite features that you can get on the Flex, it is an option, I will tell you flat out, but there is a center console that you can get in the middle seat section that turns it from an 8-passenger to a 7-passenger. Now, it's worth losing one passenger seat to get the cooler armrest. And I don't mean one that's just not as warm as a regular armrest. I mean one that keeps your beverages cool. Now, if that vehicle is not built for tailgating and trips, I don't know what is.
Right. No question. All right. Your reaction to all of this, 800-795-9565. 800-795-9565. I believe through all of this, I have tried to, well, I think you know, I always try to maintain a calm.
Even keel.
You roll your, I can see you rolling your eyes. Yeah, no kidding.
Sometimes I wonder if we have to have the paddles handy for you.
But I've tried to maintain there is a process to this. And that they're the two most important things out of this. Okay, so first of all, the most important thing out of this, okay, before we go into any of this, we know any victims and their friends, families, loved ones, so forth. I mean, you know, that's a haunting thing forever. We know that. Now to the other side of this, the next step away from what we know is important. I've maintained the entire time that the two single most important parts moving forward out of this, what is the truth, and then assign fairness to go with the truth. Over time, why did the NCAA decide that, you know what, we'll get the scholarships to 75 in 2014, 80 in 2015, 85 in 2016, let them have 20 scholarships in the 2014 signing period, and by the way, because they had 5 early entries that counted against the year before, That's how they got the 25 last year. So there were 20 plus the five early entries that counted for the year before. It's bookkeeping. Why did they do that? And then, 9 months later, 8.5 months later, come back and say, it's going all to 85, all the 25. They were going to be allowed to have 25 this year anyway under the first revision. But it can go to 85 right away with a full 25. Oh, and you get to go to a bowl game too. And then today, the depositions in this that have been released, anyone with common sense can see was not helping in all of this. And when you finally just look around and say, look, we can't afford to have this go to trial, that's the admission that it's not that it's not looking around saying not winning, but not right. Again, that's part of truth and fairness here. The depositions were bringing out a truth. Now a fairness has been assigned. The consent decree was taken off the boards. Penn State's off probation. So Corman and McCord get check marks there. The next part of this is the wins were restored to Penn State football and to Joe Paterno, 111 of them. Penn State football and Tom Bradley won. And which is going to be the headline, of course. And the $60 million fine, instead of having the NCAA dictate terms as to where they think it should go, it now becomes a $60 million donation, and it will stay in the Commonwealth, which was very important to Treasurer McCord and to Senator Corman. In reality, they got everything they want. And let's use common sense here. As much as I think some people wanted to see certain individuals squirm on a witness stand and so forth, I understand, you know, where how some people feel about that. But, and they're saying, why pay the $60 million? You also have to be smart about perception in something like this. And to fight that one, because the money is going to go to help out children. And it's my hope that that $60 million, my hope is that it does a tremendous amount of good and is not just used administratively. That it really does affect, in a positive way, children in the Commonwealth. This is not over by any stretch of the imagination. The Paterno lawsuit is still out there. The Paterno attorneys were a part of the depositions. But when you get into something like this, you're looking for truth and fairness, and it takes a long time sometimes for the truth to come out and then a reassignment of fairness. This was a step in that direction, in my opinion, today. So, you know, it's the NCAA did not do its own investigation. And if you read the USA Today story, Kevin, have you read that?
The USA Today, bits and pieces of that one. I have not seen it from beginning to end, or read it from beginning to end.
There is one sentence in there that I found very intriguing above all. And I apologize if I'm this is something I should have the exact quote. And Let me see here. Trying to see if I've got the right story here. And it had to do with that the free report did not put in lack of institutional control. Do you recall that line?
Not off the top of my head, I don't. See if I can find it, though.
Yeah, I mean, let's see. Yeah, here it is. Did Penn State really face the death penalty? That's and this is where it talks about the 19.
Oh, you're talking about a little different one than I was thinking of. Okay.
The depositions, things like that. And here, and this is a key line in this. Let's see. USA Today comments from Ray. The report noted a culture of reverence for the football program in the Penn State community. That's what was referenced in there. Evidently, Mark Emmert wanted the words lack of institutional control in there. Why is that important? That's Rule 10.1. Rule 10.1 is the key one that then allows the NCAA to say that they can then levy sanctions. For example, with Ohio State, remember with Jim Tressel? That was Rule 10.1. That's that broad brush. And that's the one part of the report that he didn't use those words. And that was the part of the story I find the single most intriguing. Out of all of it. Well, besides the 19-2 vote against, it was only Oregon State and South Carolina that voted no. The other 19 said, no, I'm not going to do that. But what's your reaction? 800-795-9565. Want to hear what you have to say? 800-795-9565. If you disagree with what we're saying, so be it. If you have a different opinion, so be it. And I'd like to hear what you have to say. 800-795-9565. That is the number. So the but they settled it, and basically, when we have Senator Cormann on, and he'll be on with us here, what, 15 minutes, Kevin?
That is correct. He's scheduled for 4:35.
I mean, the bottom line is simply this, is that everything that they asked for in the suit, they got. No matter what press release is put out by the NCAA, everything that in the Cormann-McCord lawsuit that they asked for, what didn't they get? And that I think is going to be a primary point that you will hear Senator Cormann make when he's on the show. Quite a news week, huh?
It's been a little busy.
Northumberland County prison fire, which Mark Lawrence, Sarah Bartlett, and our news team covered brilliantly. And then, of course, the news today.
Today's news also reaffirms what you and Jack thought for a long, long time, that you actually did see Penn State win games before this year. Vindication for you both.
I tried to point out to everybody, I didn't think it was a mirage. I've never, you know what? I can see, for example, when a program rampantly cheats and so forth, and so they vacate wins because they used ineligible players or players were being paid or academically pushed through school. But you know what you have here at Penn State? No place is perfect, obviously. But you have a football coach here who had 409 wins and 80-plus percent of his players graduated. Isn't that the mission of a football program in the confines of a university? And by the way, the same standard being applied. Now, here's the other part, too, is you want to know how everyone knows I think this is a special place. It's not perfect. We know that because obviously we've gone through an extremely imperfect time here. But name for me another football program that could have won 22 games through all of this in 3 years and had 100,000 people show up all the time.
See, that's the thing that keeps sticking in my mind, Steve. Let's face it, when the NCAA put the sanctions down, it was put down to do everything but physically shut down the program. They figured nobody would show up to games. The program would collapse on itself because they wouldn't be able to get the quality players they needed. It didn't work. It's a credit to the coaches. It's a credit to the university, the fans, and the players that didn't happen.
No question. And I know I spent this summer, I did a dozen speaking engagements. And in the dozen speaking engagements I did, I started out each one and thanked the fans. I said, you can talk about who saved Penn State football. I said, but all of you are part of the biggest reason Penn State football was saved, because everyone thought that all of you would abandon the program. All right, we'll take a quick break, then we'll take a call. 800-795-9565 and News Radio 1070 WKOK.
It's time to celebrate! Sunbury Motors Ford is celebrating their 100th anniversary. To kick off this milestone, SMC is slashing the prices of new Fords up to 10 grand. Pick over 58 new Ford Focuses as low as $15,950. Choose from 46 Ford Fusions priced for only $18,920. SMC has sold more F-150s in the last 10 years than any other Ford dealer in the entire Philadelphia region. Browse from over 75 trucks with discounts never seen before. Super Cab 4x4 F-150s are priced under 30 grand during this centennial celebration. Sunbury Motors is reducing all 67 new Ford Escapes, and they start at just $19,990. In honor of 100 years in business, SMC is introducing the all-new Odo Club, where Sunbury Motors will pay you for every mile you drive. Be sure to ask about our Odo Club benefits. Sunbury Motors in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza and at sunburymotors.com. Proudly owned by the Merce family since 1915.
The best get-togethers start with a trip to the beverage supermarket, Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury. Why? Because Brewers Outlet has not only a great selection of beer, including imports and microbrews, but also a lot more. Brewers Outlet has water, soda, they roast their peanuts every day, and you can't forget about stopping by the pickle bar. Look for great deals on wine coolers and all your favorite snacks. Before you enjoy those special times with family and friends, make your visit first to the beverage supermarket, Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury.
All right, welcome back. Again, it's a long process, but in the process, slowly but surely, certain things have emerged that's helped Penn State at least turn the corner in a lot of ways, and this was another step in that direction with the Corman McCord suit against the NCAA being settled out of court. And essentially, the Corman McCord suit, they literally got everything they asked for in this. They did not ask for a repeal of the $60 million. They didn't ask for that. They said the money, they want the money spent here in Pennsylvania. Well, that's where the money is going to be spent. Hopefully, if there's one abused Penn State child, that's one too many. But unfortunately, we know there's a reality, and hopefully this $60 million over time will be of tremendous good. They wanted the wins restored because they know that symbolically they shouldn't have been taken away to begin with. And they wanted the consent decree abolished, repealed. It was. So when you hear Senator Cornyn, who I think presented himself very, very well in his press conference today, was very matter-of-fact, very intelligent as to how he went about it, did not do a victory lap, which is the tendency of some people in these situations. You can't. There's no victory lap here. It's just he was trying to fight for something that he thought was important, and the depositions opened the door to have the other side say, look, we can't take this any further, and ended it. And Senator Cornyn was very intelligent, matter of fact, and there was no spiking of the ball by him today. Give him credit for that. Give him credit for that. We'll talk to him in 5 minutes. Today's show brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury. Radio 1070 WKOK.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now, from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
And today's show being brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Imports, domestics, microbrews, best selection around. Soft drinks, snacks, they roast their peanuts fresh and hot every day. And the pickle bar is second to none. And don't forget, it is a big football weekend. The AFC and NFC Championship games. Stock up at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. We're in the Sunbury Motors Studio, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Very pleased to be joined by Senate Majority Leader Jake Cornyn. Jake, welcome. It's great to have you with us.
Steve, it's a great pleasure, as always.
All right, let's start with this. If I were to put together a checklist of what you and Treasurer Rob McCord asked for in the suit against the NCAA, am I correct in saying that it looks like every check mark is exactly what you wanted out of this?
Actually, Steve, it's probably like six or seven more check marks than we asked for. This is for a rare occasion when you get in where you start out low and end up high. Normally you start out high and end up low. This case started out about the money being spent in Pennsylvania, which was extremely important to me and extremely important to Pennsylvanians, that if there was going to be money spent by a public university like Penn State University, that would be spent for the benefit of Pennsylvanians. Obviously, this case has taken a lot of twists and turns, and it finally ended up with a case about the validity of the consent decree, and which is really where I would like to have been all along, but didn't know that we had to do that. We got there, and once the deposition started, the discovery started, it was very clear what was going on, that the NCAA was trying to manipulate the process to get a predetermined outcome. They saw what happened. They were, and they decided, well, they're going to get an outcome to day one, and so they manipulated the process to make that outcome happen, and that's just not right. We're all horrified by what happened. You live in this community as I do, and we're all horrified by what happened. But due process is important, and it's important that we make decisions based on facts. And for people to come in and sort of take advantage of what happened to further their own cause and manipulate a process to get a predetermined outcome is just wrong. And a lot of people were harmed in the process that had absolutely nothing to do with the crimes of Mr. Sandusky. And so today, I think, was a way to finally pull that back, to say, this wasn't right. This consent decree, I think of all the players that played from 1998 to 2011, had nothing to do with this. I think of all the coaches whose reputations have been harmed. I think of, you live in this community, Steve, all the people in this community who were vilified for not knowing what happened and not doing something about it, We all wish we would have known what was going on. We didn't. And if you read, you know, Jim Clementi's report, you know, this is what these predators do. They groom communities as well as victims. And to punish people who had nothing to do with this was just wrong, and that's what the NCAA did. And today, you know, is a way to exonerate our community that, you know, as horrible these crimes were, it wasn't something that we knew about or you know, would have stood for if we knew about it. So today was, you know, a victory for Duke Pettis and a victory for Penn State Nation.
I think everyone has wanted along the way two basics out of this. They have wanted, obviously, to make sure along the way that the horror of the victims, obviously, you know, whatever could be done to help them. Number two, to make sure nothing would happen again to the best of anyone's knowledge here. But then truth and fairness and having it properly assigned. You mentioned in your answer about due process. Was this a victory for the patients of due process?
I do believe it is, Steve. We're in a 24-hour news network world, and so everyone wants, you know, immediate punishment, immediate, you know, response to things. And no one wants to have the patience for due process to understand what the facts are. And the facts are important. You know, if we are going to assign punishment and we're going to assign blame, it's important that we know what the facts are. And in this case, people didn't want to wait for the facts. And they were very, you know, there was a lot of energy and a lot of excitement about the crime, which is understandable. But it's important to understand what the facts are. And there are no facts to date that have come out that anyone at Penn State University did anything to cover this up or to enhance Mr. Sandusky's crimes. You know, to date, none of that has happened. In fact, you know, Joe Paterno, which a lot is centered around, if you look at the NCAA rules now and their bylaws about what coaches should do in the case of sexual assault, what should a coach do? Their rules say now that the coaches should report to their superiors and then remove themselves from the process. That's what the NCAA, you know, guidelines say. Well, that's exactly what Joe Paterno did. And so to ruin his reputation, to go after him in this way by removing the victories, by casting all these aspersions on Penn State, you were vilifying a man who did exactly what the NCAA guidelines suggest he should do. You know, everyone wants to express blame around when something like this happens. No one wants to contain it to the person who's responsible, which was Mr. Sandusky, and that's unfortunate. And, you know, this case was much more about than just win. It was more about due process, and I think today, for the finally, due process was afforded Penn State and the Penn State community.
All right. The NCAA obviously put out its statement. You were asked about that during the course of your press conference, and Dr. Barron, by the way, backed up your version of events. It sounds to me like they repealed this and that you have obviously a different take on that press release.
But look, we all have public relations that do their best to put spin on things. Clearly, after the federal government, the federal court ruled in our favor that our lawsuit on the validity of the Endowment Act was legal, that they were trying to get rid of this case as soon as possible. And so, you know, when you sign an agreement to waive, you're repealing the consent decree. That's what the whole case was about. It was about the validity of the consent decree. Well, they repealed it. So, you know, they can put any spin on it if they want, but the fact of the matter is they didn't have any standing in court. They knew that, and so they surrendered, and that's what happened today.
As this was playing out, Jake, and you started to read the depositions yourself, what did you think?
I was angry. Look, full disclosure, I lived in the Penn State community all my life. I'm an alumni of Penn State. You know, I'm a big fan, the whole thing. So I believe blue and white. And so when I got into this, it was about the money. But as I went into it, I was angry because I think my community took a black eye that they didn't deserve. And when you read the depositions and you see how this whole process is manipulated, I have nothing but respect for Rod Erickson. You know, a lot of people want to, you know, give former President Erickson a lot of grief for signing the consent decree. when you see how he was handled, you know, I don't know anyone who was in this position that might not have done the same thing. He was put in an absolutely impossible situation. And, you know, so he did what he did. And I respect, you know, that from his point of view. But he was put in the wrong spot. You know, Penn State is a member of the NCAA, that organization. And for them to treat a member in the way, in the fashion that they did, where they manipulated the process, they lied to President Erickson. There's no other way to look at it. I mean, they certainly misrepresented the facts. We all can determine what that means, but they misrepresented the facts by saying that the board of directors of the NCAA were out for blood and they wanted the death penalty on Penn State, and so therefore you better sign this consent decree or you're going to get the death penalty. Well, you know, Ed Ray, the chairman of the board, and others have testified that that wasn't the fact. That there was some mixed emotions, there was some discussion, but there was never a vote or any sort of consensus that there should be a death penalty. In fact, the only death penalty vote that came up was something like 19-2 against. So clearly, Mark Emmert was out on his own. As we saw in some of the other depositions about bluffing Penn State, they were out on their own trying to get this outcome. And that's just not right, Steve. It's just not right to treat a member of your organization that way. I mean, we all should seek the truth. They should seek the truth. I mean, I don't regret the NCAA of having an interest in this. You know, clearly they should. But to manipulate the system to get a predetermined outcome is just wrong. They didn't want to wait for the facts. They wanted to charge ahead and show that there's strength, and that's just wrong.
The $60 million, and I'm not going to refer to it as a fine. I'm going to refer to it as a donation by Penn State. You wanted, along with Treasurer McCord, to make sure it was in Pennsylvania. Give me the importance that you place moving forward that this can do maximum good for children in this Commonwealth.
I really believe it can, Steve, that look, at the end of the day, as I said in my press conference, we missed it. The members of our community missed what was going on. You know, Mr. Sandusky was a predator that was you know, preying on young kids, and he was a lot, you know, he did it for some time, and unfortunately, you know, we missed that. And, you know, if you read collective report, you see, you know, that this is what these predators do. They groom not only their victims, but their communities. You know, if there he was, the head of an organization that was to help kids, so why would we ever suspect someone who's out there raising millions of dollars to help kids that would prey upon kids? So what these dollars can do, not only help victims, current victims of child abuse, but also hope to develop programs to educate individuals not only of our community but all around the state to know how to find these people, know how to see when these people are doing this so that we can prevent something like this from ever happening again. And if nothing else happens out of this case, you know, and I think of the late Joe Paterno and what he would think. If nothing else happens from this case, if we can educate ourselves to prevent something like this from ever happening again, that would be far more important than any victories, far more important than anything else. So hopefully these dollars are going to be spent in Pennsylvania to educate our communities, to educate people who have interaction with children, to help those who are victims of child abuse. If we can make a major positive impact on that, then you know, that is the most important outcome of all of this.
I'll ask you one final question, Senator, then I'll let you go with Senator Jake Corman. Jake, one final question. Very few people go through something of this magnitude in this process where suddenly, you know, you're going to join in a lawsuit against an entity like the NCAA. What did you learn out of this process, and did it restore or give you more faith in the judicial process as it is in this country?
What I learned through this process, at the end of the day, the truth matters. And I think that's what most people in Pennsylvania and Penn State Nation wanted to know, is what was the truth? And, you know, we were getting a lot of punishment dealt out and a lot of accusations made without any sense of what the truth was. I'll refer you back. I don't know if you probably don't know if you ever heard it, but when the Paternos came out with their report of Governor Thornburgh and June Pimente, and Jay Paterno made his rounds through ESPN, one of the ESPN radio hosts came on and they played a clip from Jay Paterno, and Jay Paterno made a comment, you know, these are the facts of the case. And the host came on right after the clip and said, I don't care about the facts of the case. And to me, that summed up a lot of what we were fighting against. People were so enraged by the crime, they didn't care about the facts. And so through this judicial process, which I hope I don't get involved in too many of these, but this judicial process brought out the facts of the case. And now that the facts of the case are coming out, people's opinions are turning on what happened here at Penn State. And that's the most important part to me, and that's been all worth it because of that.
Senator, as always, a pleasure, Jake. I know I dropped the senator part so often because we've known each other for 30 years, but thank you so much, and on behalf of many people, obviously, they're grateful for the efforts that you, Senator McCord, and your legal team did.
Steve, thank you so much. Always great to be on the line with a Penn State legend like yourself.
State Senator Jake Corman, who again today, the lawsuit settled with the NCAA. We will come back with more on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Okay, calls between now and the top of the hour at 800-795-9565 brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury. And we're in the Sunbury Motors studio, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Keywords 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. Bob in Mifflinburg, thank you for your patience. Welcome to the show.
That's okay, Steve. You and Kevin have had such a monumentous week, a big fire, and now this happy to be a Happy Valley resident. I have just a question to ask you. Concerning money, I know the NCAA imposed a $60 million fine on Penn State, all right? The Big
yes.
Ten took away our bowl shares. It wasn't the NCAA. How's this going to impact on the Big Ten refunding us being Penn State? The money's held back.
No statement about this so far.
Right.
So we're still waiting for a statement from that. Dr. Barron, to his credit, and Sandy Barber, to her credit, have worked very hard in discussions with Jim Delaney. And they have not let this just sit and go,
right.
Okay, fine. They have both worked very hard on this. It's going to be difficult for past money, and here's my reason why. The money's been donated.
Right.
And now, Penn State did its part and got to a bowl game and thus increased the bowl coffer this year for the Big Ten. So
right.
Penn State did its part on the field. There's been a change, though, since when the consent decree came out, the Big Ten imposed its sanction of the bowl money and being distributed, is that the money increased exponentially.
Mm-hmm.
And that's because of the college football playoff.
Right.
It's my personal opinion, and only my personal opinion, that at minimum Penn State should be allowed to get the difference from this year's college football playoff, because that was not money, in my opinion, that would have been counted on
right
in a fine. That's just my opinion.
Right, but still, it still just seems the Big Ten kind of jumped on the bandwagon of the NCAA and rode their horses also. The facts, like you stated, the facts are out, and you have to live by facts. And I think Jake Corman and everybody, and I, not patronizing you, but you have kept a very neutral, I guess that's the word to use, opinion of what's going on, and reported the facts as you had them. And that's commendable, and we really appreciate it, Steve.
Thank you, Bob. Appreciate that very much.
Well, you're welcome, and have a good day tomorrow at the Purdue game.
Looking forward to it very much.
Right, and thanks a lot for all you reported to us and keeping us informed.
Thank you, Bob. Appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
We transition from Bob to Tony in Shamokin. Tony, welcome. It's great to hear from you.
Good afternoon. Now that the NCAA has been shown to be wrong, you just got to start wondering what else is wrong in this case, which I don't want to get into right now. But how much?
Well, that's going to be for the legal system to determine, and that's an area where, as I pointed out with the NFL as an example, sports leagues can't be judge and juries on things. That's because in real life there are judges and juries.
And yesterday you had the senator, and I think you had
Senator
another guy
Corman.
There. At
Senator Cormier.
Where the ESPN reporter said, I don't care about the facts. They're the ones that drove the whole story.
They were certainly an important part of it, as was as were several other national media outlets. But as it'll be interesting to see what the reaction will be as we go through this, because remember, and I say this with all due respect to our good friends at the Daily Item, one day you can have a headline in bold print, and then 3 days later on page two in the corner correction. So, you know,
exactly.
you get concerned about that.
And national news personalities that were on there ripping Penn State, Joe Paterno, like, well, you heard it all. And what's their reaction going to be? Now, I know a few of them, and I'm not going to mention the names right now, they're still saying this is all wrong. Penn State deserves everything they got. And you probably know who I mean.
Sure. I know. I do know who you mean. But there's also been others who over time have been far more open-minded and have a savvy that needs to be respected. And I think you've seen those with savvy and those who understand that, wait, the truth takes longer. Fairness needs to be assigned when the truth is finally out. I think you've seen a softening on the part of them over time, because I think even they saw something that wasn't quite right.
Well, the truth does take longer, but rush to judgment, that's almost instantaneous.
And Tony, it is. And that, and we always want a solution right away. I don't care whether it's something that happens in Paris or something that happens close to home. We always want a solution right away. Kevin, take
right
the
away.
Music down a little bit. And because of that, that's where you get that rush. But the truth takes longer, and it's a more exhausting process sometimes.
Well, it's a great day for Penn State, and make the summer bearable again.
There you go, Tony.
Yeah, there's summer. There you go. The summer coming up. I'm getting old. I forget the seasons. Listen,
summer in Australia,
day,
Tony.
Day.
Hey, it's summer in Australia.
Right. Okay. Have a great day, great weekend.
Great weekend, everybody. Thanks for joining us.